Hello, freakos! So glad you're here. Spend time with us, Matt and Ramona and JD and Liz. And you can find out all about the show, mix1079.com, Matt and Ramona Facebook page, Mix Facebook page, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, various socials there as well. One of the big complaints you had this week is about the size of... I don't know, what do you call them, handbags or whatever. It's the size of thing that someone can take on.
Your bag.
My bag.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm asking for. I want the venues, the theaters, the arenas, the stadiums. I want them to all get together and decide a policy for bags. Because... there's nothing worse.
A national policy.
Because depending upon whether you're going to a soccer game or a basketball game or to the theater or to an amphitheater, the rules about the bag you can carry change.
Is it the venue more than the sport? I would imagine the Panthers are the same. It's the venue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And more than once, I have been in a situation where you don't park near the venue, so you park, and then you have a long way to walk after, by the way, paying to park. And then you get to the venue only to be told you can't take that bag in because it doesn't fit the requirements that we have. It's not clear enough. It's not small enough. It's not whatever. Whatever.
100%.
So then you have to track all the way back to your car, wherever it is. One time, it was in like nearly 100-degree weather going to an outdoor concert. We get up there. I have a friend who's got a really bad knee. We hike all the way up there only to find out that her purse is too big. So I, being the dedicated friend, she finds a place to sit while I hike all the way back to the car to take her bag back. Fast forward to this weekend. I'm going to a game. I don't know the policy. That's my fault. However, I'm told by the venue that all I have to do is go across the street to the bus station. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Spectrum. Go across the street to the bus station. And by the way, I have been to other events at Spectrum with this same bag, but okay. I'm told I don't want trouble. I just want to see the game. You know what I mean? And I understand that the people at the door don't make the rules.
Right.
However,
absolutely not.
The woman at the door tells me, your bag is too big. You're going to have to go across the street to the bus station and find a locker. Store it in the locker until after the game. Okay, I understand some amusement parks and various bus stations and airports have lockers.
Sure, of course.
So
of course they do.
I go across the street. I make my way through a crowd of people, some who look very tired, some who look very sad, some who are very angry. And I'm trying to find someone to ask where the lockers are. And everybody's like, I don't know. So I go from everywhere where there is a person who looks like they're wearing like a safety vest and also people working the businesses. And I'm like buying things just so they'll talk to me. Okay.
Oh, geez.
So like I'm standing in line. I'm buying M&Ms, and I would also like to know where the lockers are. This woman tries to sell me a lock. So I'm like, do I need to buy a lock from you to use the locker?
Right.
And she's like, yeah. So I said, well, where are the lockers? And she's like giving me the I don't know. And I realize we have a language problem.
She doesn't
understand that I need a locker.
Not a lock.
She's trying to sell me a lock. I'm like, let me see what the lockers look like before I buy the lock.
Right.
Like, because that doesn't make sense.
Scam.
Makes no sense.
So I say, okay, I'll be back. I realize maybe she doesn't know what I'm talking about. So I go two more places, and finally someone says, I don't even think we have lockers here. So I've wasted roughly 15 minutes wandering around asking about lockers that do not exist.
Maybe there's some. Maybe no one knew. Secret space.
It's so secret that no one there, no bus driver getting off the bus, nobody working at a store, nobody just standing around looking like they're supposed to be providing safety and or security. Mm-hmm. Nobody there.
No.
So I am at the game with two friends. One of them is on a cane, and he's waiting for me to come back so that we can go to our seats. So I said, you know what I'll do? I'll get you guys in because the tickets are on my phone, And then I'll take Uber back to where we parked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my purse in the car and then come back and join you, which is what I wound up doing. And thankfully, very nice driver who's like, I'll just wait for you when you request me.
Oh.
So we really got back to the station and she's like, did you request me yet? No. Oh. Yeah, I did. Do you have me yet? No, not yet. Are you sure you requested me? Yeah.
Oh,
I did.
No.
I did. It's like, wait a minute. It says that you're dropping somebody off. That somebody is me.
That somebody is me.
So how much of the game did you end up missing? Like, did you miss any of it?
Or? Here's the thing. Thankfully, thankfully, because my friend is on a cane, we were getting there very early so we wouldn't have to worry about the crowds.
Yeah.
We were going to get there, get seated early, get some snacks, kind of hang out a little bit before the game, enjoy the pregame warm-up and all that good stuff.
No, you weren't.
I didn't.
You had the wrong bag.
You know, yeah. By the time I got back, they were a couple of beers in and having a good time.
Yeah.
I was just running the streets.
The Charlotte Transportation Center does not list lockers. And the bag policy on Spectrum Center rules, the only thing I find is large bags should not be brought to the venue, and all bags are subject to search. You got to do a little bit better than that, right?
Right.
I mean, it might be somewhere on here, but I just pressed bag rules or whatever.
What galls me is the expectation that for any event I want to go to, I need to buy the appropriately sized bag, and normally
perhaps
they want
clear
plastic.
It has to be clear, but
I don't want to own or buy a clear plastic bag, even if it's $5 at Walmart.
Yeah,
why do I have to invest
a very cheap plastic bag at a beauty supply store?
You have a very cute one.
Dollar store.
But no, they don't have them at the dollar store, sir.
Well, there's something clear there I saw.
But you, like, it has to be something that you... That,
oh, you want it to be cute?
No, it has to fit your stuff in there.
Well, how much stuff are you guys taking?
Well, it depends.
Not enough, because like, we can't take our large bags.
Like, when I was with Wheezy, adds a lot to your thing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you need to take feminine products. There are inhalers.
Makeup
there are,
to touch up. Lip gloss, lipstick,
I mean,
phone, keys, wallet.
Away from your car.
Yeah.
Like lip gloss.
And then there's some unmentionables that you really don't want in a see-through bag.
Right.
Yeah. Like even my cash. I don't want you to see through and see that I have cash. I don't want you to be able to take a picture of my license because you can see it through my bag. There are some very interesting problems that we create with the whole clear bag and different size bag. And, oh, you can bring in a bag that's not clear, but it can't be larger than an envelope. And just... Everybody, get together. Major League Baseball.
And hand them out.
Football. Live Nation. Everybody.
Yeah.
Just get together and give everybody a rule because it affects women.
And
give 99% women who are the Sherpas of society anyway.
Well, I used to be the Sherpa.
I was gonna say, I do a
pockets?
Lot of bag carrying. So like I've had this experience like what you had here. At Disney World, like when we've gone down there before. Grateful, though, that Nicole is very, very big on checking early before we go because we've had one bad experience when we went to Disneyland, and I had to hoof it all the way back and gone for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it was just a mess. But there can be times, though, too, where even if you have a clear bag, if it's too big,
it
doesn't matter if it's clear or not.
Your size different,
It doesn't matter. You're still taking it back.
Nope.
Credit card, a license, a tampon, and some lipstick. You're good to go.
Okay, really?
Well, don't you explain women to me.
I don't know where you're putting that tampon, but you just hang on to it, sir.
That's why I used to have to carry Amy stuff. And she, well, back in the day, she would, like, if you went out to a bar, she would smoke. Only bar smoke. She'd have cigarettes, her license, lipstick. I think there's keys to the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure as hell wasn't driving.
Phones?
And a phone. Yeah, that's what I have to carry. All that crap. Did not like carrying.
Well,
that.
You know what? If more women's garments had suitable pockets.
Pockets is a mess.
You wouldn't have this.
Oh, I totally agree. I support the pockets.
There is an uprising.
Layer upon layer upon layer of crimes against women who are just trying to live their best life going to the same things that guys go to without a problem.
Yeah.
Hashtag Women's History Month. Hashtag rant over.
Rant over. Well, that brings us to this. If this will make you feel better.
Oh, boy.
Because in this case, the woman's getting one over on the guy. I'm talking about the mating of male and female giraffes.
Oh, goodness. We begged you not to talk about this.
Who is sitting around like, you know what? I want to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
I think about what? Well, maybe giraffes mating?
Yeah. Rhinoceroses? No. Otters? Eh. Capybaras? No. Nah.
I teased it on air that I couldn't. I didn't want
to
tell everything.
So you think someone actually like? Yes. Oh, I heard Matt and Ramona talking about.
Yes.
No. I take that back. Matt. I heard Matt. And no one else talking about giraffes mating.
Well, because they've just realized this is all kind of new information after a lengthy
study.
How
is this new information?
It's very hard to get into close enough to see giraffes do the whole mating process. And these two
really?
Scientists
what, is it because
got
because
out there.
They're just they're shy, like they got a stage fright or something? Or like, or is it just
they're
one
so
of those
modest.
Things
that you
just deep. I just know
they're
that
this
report was right. just released.
I believe there's a scientist looking, honey. Don't touch me. Yeah.
Well, listen.
He's looking.
Performance anxiety.
Okay, the bull is the male and a giraffe.
Okay. The what?
A bull.
Okay. Bull.
And a cow is a female giraffe.
For sure.
Okay.
So what happens is a bull goes over to the cow, nudges her a few times, sniffs her lady parts, and eventually...
This sounds like you at Bar Charlotte back in the day, Liz. Accurate.
Eventually, the female giraffe widens her stance.
She what?
Widens her stance.
Wines?
Widens.
Oh, widen. Okay.
Yep.
And urinates for 5 seconds in the male giraffe's mouth.
That does not sound like me at Bar Charlotte, by the way.
I'm done like
yeah, this is crazy. Right? Imagine if that was the way it was.
Okay, are you done?
No, I'm not
Please
done yet.
Done.
Here's what's amazing
There's
about
more?
This. Yes.
There's not.
This is... You know, relatively common in the animal kingdom, but usually what happens is the animals smell it on the ground.
For sure.
But since they're so tall, by the time it would, you know, they really can't get to the ground. By the time they get to the ground, it's spoiled or something.
Spoiled?
So the giraffe.
You are no science teacher. And then the urine immediately spoils on the ground, leaving it unsafe for sniffing by the male giraffe. Well,
they just can't get close enough to the ground because they're so tall, so they got to take it in the mouth. Which is crazy, right? So maybe that's why they didn't let people watch for all this time. A little embarrassing. And I noticed the people who did
the
study.
Wait, which is more embarrassing, the giraffes or Matt talking about it?
Oh, I was about to say, which is more embarrassing, the giraffes or being on a podcast where you're talking about it?
And here's the thing.
I think I'm a little bit more ashamed than any given giraffe.
I read
mouthpiece situation.
I read about who did it, and it was two scientists married who did this. Do you think that they went home and said, well, let's try it. You got to see if the giraffe thing, how it works. But anyway, bull giraffes approach cow giraffes 150 times, smelling and drinking.
The same one?
No,
or
150.
Or they just go around.
Go around. Just drinking urine all day long.
It's like speed dating for
giraffes. Yeah, it is speed dating. Right. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
No.
Literally cannot.
And
you know what? If you can't imagine... Do not DM me.
Yeah.
Then
send your comments directly to Matt Harris.
Yeah, so this is interesting, right? And then they've got to do it. If everything falls into place, the urine smells and tastes good and all that. But they're so high up off the ground when they're doing a mounting that they can only do it for a few seconds because,
well, at least that's what he tells her.
Yeah, I'm going to fall.
It's the balance.
Yes, yes. But, I mean, after, you know, urine drinking all day, you don't want to be... You know, necessarily making out with a guy or anything either. So, and then she gets pregnant and she gestates for 400 days. She's pregnant for.
Yeah,
for,
yeah. I was gonna say for almost
a year.
More. 300. A year and a month.
A year.
And because they have to get the giraffe has to be, the young baby giraffe has to be strong enough to walk because when it falls out of the woo woo, it if it couldn't walk, it would just like hit the ground and maybe something would eat it or something. So it's got
to
fall out and be like,
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm here.
I think I'm more intrigued by the birthing process than the mating.
Yeah.
I am more intrigued by Matt's very inaccurate description that I hope no kid will ever hear and take to school. So then I heard when my mommy was listening to this podcast,
the Matt
the
and Ramona podcast,
drops out of the mommy's woo-woo and it's like, I'm good.
Yeah, imagine the birds and the bees talks with the giraffe to the other one. The kid's got to be like,
I'm not doing
really?
That.
That's what I'm doing with my mouth. <Yeah. out. laughs> You don't have to worry about young
giraffes. I'm good.
Yep. I'll skip the prom.
And then homosexuality in the giraffe kingdom.
Well, there you go. There's some fun stuff.
No, it wasn't fun.
Talk to whoever the dinner.
Educational, at least.
I'm not really even interested in what we just talked about.
At all.
How
not at all.
How can you not be?
Easily.
I just hate animals. I guess
it's because I didn't spend most of the show watching giraffes mate.
That was last week I did. I've been waiting for the right moment.
Okay.
I've been running it by some of my friends. I just bring it up randomly and they're like, okay.
Just shoving his laptop in other people's faces.
Yes. No. Hey.
Look at this.
Yeah.
As if it isn't already awkward to watch videos on your friend's phone.
No, true. Yes, it always is.
But imagine that.
No.
Okay. Well, you said no. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, hey, thanks for being here. Share it.
Hopefully you'll come back.
Share it. Rate it.
Not this one, though.
Comment on how great it is. And reach out to us through the socials of Matt and Ramona. And we'll talk soon.